This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back. It's Mullenhaus, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. A lot of people to thank today. Mully's out. Hope he's feeling better and back soon. Thanks to everyone who called and texted and emailed. Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, March 5th. Thank you to the Chicago Sports Network for adding an hour to our simulcast because of the breaking news. Good people over at CHSN. Like going there.
I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are good people over there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're over there.
It's a fun place.
Clay. Ruthie.
Clay. Clay's a, you know Clay.
Yeah, I am.
Clay jumped on. I think, you know, he jumped on today from the gym, I think.
He was definitely at the gym. What are you talking about? He spends at least 3 hours a day in the gym. And it shows.
It does show, and he's proud of it. And he should
be. Does he also skip leg day?
No, he does not skip leg day.
He does not skip leg day.
He does not skip leg day.
No, Clay doesn't skip leg day. Clay doesn't skip any days. And thank you, that voice, that belongs to Dustin Rose, and thank him, our executive producer.
He has 26 20-point games this year. LeBron, open three! Got it! 22 seasons, 40 years of age! LeBron James, 50,002 points!
Remarkable. Begins the game needing 1 point, takes the first three, hits it. 50,002 points, LeBron James, remarkable. And as Dustin puts his thumbs down over there, you can leave now, sir.
Control of these. I would never pick LeBron James for a highlight.
I did that on purpose for him.
Yeah, well, thank you, Brandon Fry, for that, and thank you for everything.
We are going to be locked at the hip and connected every step of the way with all the decisions that are made.
It's Ben Johnson. They are locked at the hip. He makes everybody smarter in the room. Now it's time for the Bernstein and Harris Show with Layla Rahimi. It's a Layla Wednesday. Hello, everybody.
Isn't it joined at the hip?
They're in lockstep. Yeah, I think you're in lockstep or you're joined at the hip.
If you know what he meant.
Actually, of course I know what he meant. It's like you're, a kick line.
Also, why does Dustin have
a bronze? They are not, joined and they're
long
in
story.
Lockstep.
But the idiom is joined at the hip. But
joined
that's okay.
at the hip in lockstep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the way. Whatever it is, they're doing it together.
Catty corner, kitty corner, whatever you want to say. That's where we are.
No, we are wrong in catty corner.
Like I said, it doesn't matter. As long as it's understood, it doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter
when
they're
English class.
When they're making good decisions, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter
because
then.
You really don't care who gets the credit.
It's so funny because less than 24 hours ago, we're all like, is this going to work? This seems very Tevin Jenkins-esque. And now it doesn't really matter because you're like, we wanted you to handle your business before the actual draft. You're handling your business before free agency. Go get Drew Dahlman. It's over.
Well, but it still matters, though.
It does matter.
The fact that this other guy coming off of a injury riddled and weird season of unavailability, that matters.
And
a 32-year-old interior offensive lineman. It matters too. I don't think that we should just be having unconditional parades.
I don't think it's unconditional, but I do think it's appropriate the enthusiasm is definitely well placed, and I think it's in the right place.
I think the enthusiasm is in the right place for what it says about their own expectations for this year. That to me is the biggest takeaway. They may be good signings, they may be bad signings, they may be or trades, they may be in between.
Since Ben Johnson took over, what you have seen is a common sense approach to problem solving. And that is a welcome change at House Hall. You have a guy that now is understanding what is wrong, and not only understanding what is wrong, but taking measures to go address it quickly.
Right, but we thought the Nate Davis signing made sense too at the time.
It did. Right. He quit playing.
I'm going to say this.
Nate Davis and Joe Tooney are similar, only in that they're in their 30s when they joined the Bears.
I'm just saying that these we get really excited about these because it's a new person. There's a reason why a team doesn't want somebody on their team anymore.
This is a cost move.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll just say this.
For those teams.
March has been a great month. I know we're 5 days in.
5 days in?
For direction amongst Chicago sports teams' front offices. Look around and see what you've seen. You've seen a Bulls team that finally said,
you're zooming out.
We're going hard tank.
You're in the plane 35,000 feet above.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. The Bulls are saying hard tank. More evidence last night. We've seen it the last couple of nights. Okay. The decision to shut down Io, send him to the operating room and get his surgery that he needs so you can get him to be at full trade value whenever you are ready to move people in the offseason. Also, the Blackhawks don't need to tell you about what happened with Spencer Knight in his first appearance. And you're saying, it's really hard.
You want to talk hockey? I'll talk hockey.
Listen, it's really hard to find a good goalie, one that you can count on. The Blackhawks, by all accounts and purposes, seem to have found one and gotten rid of a malcontent in the process. Also, now you've got the Bears letting you know, 2 days, two moves, bam, bam. And more could still follow before we even get to free agency.
I want to get to your point that you made earlier this morning about Will Fries, because he was somebody who was also on my radar. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to guards and knowing what the potential can be or what the past performance was, and then having an injury issue, which is similar to what we see with Jackson in the trade yesterday, I think it's that there's a reason that free agent linemen are available. Yep. It's either typically because they have out-earned their contract, like a Trey Smith or perhaps a Drew Dalman, where Atlanta's in a position where they can't afford everybody because of, I don't know, quarterback pay. But when it comes to the guards, I think it's a matter of best choice for what the setback may be. Nate Davis is a good example. Will Fries is a good example. Jackson, we don't know how he's going to perform this season.
There's never the perfect free agent.
Yeah, injury passed as well. And typically the perfect free agent doesn't ever hit the market. You know, that's the issue here.
They stay with their team. Yeah.
So it also makes me wonder what they're wanting to do in the draft with these decisions.
Now they have some flexibility.
Well, they have options. I'm a big fan of optionality.
But are they trading because they see somebody at 10 that they've really wanted to get that maybe isn't who we want, which is a line need?
Well, that's
my concern.
Well, that's not even a concern for me. It's just I look around and say the more optionality you can have, the better. Don't worry about free agency if you can go out and just get the guy you want while he's on somebody else's roster.
That's a good point. And I'm sure you have a lot more good points to make. It is the Bernstein and Harris Show. Layla Rahimi is in here for a Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow on the Mully and Haw Show. Plenty of stuff. Maybe the Bears will make another trade. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And stay tuned right here for Bernstein and Harris.